Mike, day two is in the books.
It is.
What do you think of these second and third round picks?
Well, I tell you, I think the second round pick, you know, Edgar Bennett said, you know, they like this guy's productivity, and productivity was the word for Davante Adams at Fresno State. 131 catches last year, 24 touchdowns, on top of a you know, nearly as productive year the season before. So the Packers have, you know, had a ton of success drafting wide receivers in the second round, and obviously they're hoping Adams will be the same guy. The names we saw in the third round, not as big a names, not the flashy guys. I mean, you know, Kyree Thornton, that pick almost kind of reminds me of Mike Neal from a few years ago in the second round, where people were scratching their heads a little bit saying, well, who is this guy? But then, well, played a lot of games, played for 4 years. You know, they like the motor, they like what they saw on film, and they're going to see what they can get out of him. And the tight end from Cal, you know, we talked about it. He dropped a bunch of weight to play wide receiver. Now he's, you know, bulking back up to become more of an inline, or, you know, more, you know, two-way tight end. So we'll see what happens there.
Davante Adams' measurables are sensational. And he's got 233 catches in 2 years, 38 touchdowns. The productivity is sensational.
Yeah.
But there's just that one thing. That 4.56 40 that he ran at the combine, if he had run 4.4, he's a first round pick.
Yeah, probably.
And it's kind of silly, isn't it? I mean, if somebody is that good and they've got a 39.5 inch vertical jump,
yeah,
a 77.75 inch wingspan. I mean, you want to talk about length. Now that's length.
Yeah, and I think that 39.5 inch vertical was in the top three or four of all the receivers at the combine.
And here's another consideration. What if he was in a draft class that wasn't as loaded with wide receiver talent as this is?
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
In other words, the Davante Adams pick, and especially considering Ted Thompson's track record for picking wide receivers in the second round. You know, he's never picked a wide receiver in the first round.
That's right.
All right. You know, I feel about that.
Yeah. Wide receiver fever.
Yeah. Davante Adams might be he might be a safer pick than Ha Ha. When you put all that together and considering who's throwing him the football, oh, you know, that pick will work. The two in the third round are being needled a little bit for being a little reachy. Well, says who? I mean, there is no uniboard.
Yeah, that's for sure.
It's not the world according to Mel Kiper, although he did create all this. He is the creator. So, we're going to find out, as I wrote in my editorial about today's picks, we're going to find out who had the better board. And it will be decided by how these guys perform on the field. You were here when they traded out of the first round and moved on and drafted Jordy Nelson.
Yep,
how was that received?
People wondered about it, but I think, you know, as I mentioned, I think in one of our previous videos, that 2008 draft ended up producing Jordy Nelson, Jermichael Finley, Josh Sitton, and Matt Flynn. So, you know, Ted Thompson did just fine in that draft. Now, Jordy Nelson was 36. That ended up being high in the second round, so it was close to being a first-round pick there. But yeah, there were some questions, but you know, I don't think there's anything really wrong with the way that 2008 draft played out. A couple of spots I'm sure they'd like to have over, but who doesn't?
Well, I'll end this video with a question and an answer. I'll ask the question and I'll provide the answer.
Okay.
Do we have the patience to wait to see who had the better board, and do we really have a choice? Well, that's not – the answer is we don't have a choice. We're going to have to wait.